everybody. Welcome to the internet. It's going to be Thursday night by the time you hear this, and Hot Stuff and I are nestled all cozy in our respective beds in a tiny plague ward in a tiny hospital in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. We're both sick as motherfuckers. Well, Hot Stuff is as sick as a motherfucker. Sorry. I am merely as sick as a son of a bitch.
Yeah. I'm actually on the mend. I'm much better than I've been in days.
But that isn't saying much.
Yeah.
And
you're unplugged?
Am I?
I don't know.
No. The internet is also sick.
The computer.
In this place. No. Damn it. There went the hum. So sorry about that hum, kids.
That's okay.
We're pre-recording a segment of a show. We'll do another segment tomorrow because Hot Stuff can only talk for 40 minutes at a time before he begins to sound like a fire in a sandpaper factory.
I might be better today. It's been hurting to talk, so I didn't want to push it.
Yeah. Well, luckily you didn't have much to say, because
that's true.
All you could have told were stories about laying in bed all day.
Yeah.
I've literally been asleep for the last, like, 6 days.
I missed Columbus entirely.
Well, I wouldn't say you missed it. No, you totally did. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like, I didn't see practically anybody. For any period of time.
Yeah, we hung out. I kept my illness mostly at bay by heavily, heavily drinking. And
if that's actually what has kept you from being as sick as me, then I'm kind of annoyed.
You seriously need to reevaluate your priorities in life.
Yeah. Because I was like, I'll just sleep and I'll be better. And no.
No, I think you just got hit harder than I did.
You know,
people kept telling us it's the swine flu.
It's possible. I mean, it's definitely the flu.
There are confirmed cases of H1N1 from Columbus.
You know, but I don't know.
It's a nerd pox.
I definitely got the flu. I don't know what kind of flu. I don't really care. I don't care if it's H1N1 or the regular or whatever.
Do you suppose it's the one over the cuckoo's nest flu?
It could be.
It'd be the coop flu?
Yeah.
Like that bookstore at MIT? Everybody's always vomiting.
Vomitorium.
Yeah. So we got some Twitters. We got some whatchamacallit.
Yeah, you were making fun of me for watching Paul Blart. Which
was
not a great film in and of itself, but it was not the worst film I've ever seen.
It was not worth an hour and a half of anybody's time to watch. I'm sorry.
Dude, have you seen it?
No.
So then you're talking out of school.
You're right. You weren't doing anything else. It was either watch Paul Blart or
sleep.
Stare at fever dream hallucinations crawling along the walls.
God.
We ran afoul of a vacation rental scam, and so we ended up in our second choice, which was this literally like a... We're in like a 3x4 foot room. With two by 4 foot...
Beds? No.
No.
Because
those would occupy the same space there. Yeah.
I don't even know.
Terrible pillows.
Yeah. We went and bought some new pillows today.
It was adorable. We went to Crate and Barrel. We opened a wedding registry. No. We put nothing on it but hundreds of gallons of ice cream. Which they don't sell at Crate and Barrel. I would like to be able to start the show the way we normally do with some bullshitting back and forth about what we've been doing, but we haven't been doing a goddamn thing because everybody's been sick.
I had a bunch of crazy fever dreams.
Yeah, where the company bought an underground amusement park.
No, that was today. That wasn't a fever dream. The fever dreams were just these weird like dreams where I couldn't sleep right unless I like rotated 90 degrees every. Like half hour, and that was just not working out very well at all.
The nightmare was talking about how sometimes getting into these like weird pseudo sleepless night modes where he's like playing some weird game of Tetris with his body where it can only be comfortable in one very specific position, and that position keeps changing.
Yeah,
I'm similar.
Kinda like that.
Yeah, I feel like that happens to people.
I mean, I think that was the beginning of my body being, like, just kind of sore, and, like, me being, like, my brain trying to figure out why.
And your brain boiling from from your 107-degree fever.
That was not cool.
It was actually just 100.7-degree fever,
yeah.
And nothing to be alarmed about at all.
But you can abbreviate point as and, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got Twitter questions that we could go to.
Yeah.
Let's respond to
Let's respond to some questions.
Tetsuri Leo said of Paul Blart, everyone has to watch it once to see how horrible it is. I don't know.
I actually kind of agree with that about most movies. Like, I will give almost any movie a chance, and I'll watch it, and then I'll be like, okay, that was not worth my time. But you can also learn a lot from, like, you know, as a, I feel like I'm a student of cinema, and I can learn a lot from watching bad movies.
You really feel like you're a student of cinema? Are you going to make films?
I'd like to, yeah.
Yeah.
Someday.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to happen. I'd like to, though.
Does that mean you write off all of your movie purchases?
I don't, but I should.
Yeah, because you're a student of cinema. You should also write off all of your prostitution purchases because you're a student of love. So you can really argue anything.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this nighttime cold medicine combined with the whiskey will kick in soon.
Yeah, you're going to be asleep drooling on your computer.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm going out after this. Screw this. I don't want to waste my time.
It does suck that we're kind of just, like, losing time on our trip to being ill.
Yeah, I feel like you might as well have not been on the trip at all.
So far, yeah.
I at least got to go have a couple drinks with Frontalot once so far. I guess we're on Sunday we're going to hit that old barcade again.
Woohoo!
That'll be fun. Road to Hell Road of Paul Blart. At least it wasn't Twilight. I'd say that about anything, really. Delecti says, was he at least intoxicated or coerced in some way? No, unless you count
I think being
influenza intoxication.
Yeah. My only form of entertainment was Netflix streaming.
Yeah, sorry about that sneeze there. Noah M says, I should fire you. Gleeps282 says, auto attack is awesome. Will we ever see auto full combat? It'd be nice to script Pickpocket Noodles Rock Band Flyer. I agree. I know that being able to script multiple rounds of combat is just the beginning of making KOL a game that is only played by bots. As opposed to now, where KOL is just a game that is mostly played by bots.
Right. I don't think the bots are chatting most of the time.
No, it's true.
I mean, there definitely are some bots chatting. We only had like 4 or 5 players.
I mean, I think that may actually be the case.
That it's all just different bots of different players. Mm-hmm. Do you think they've gone to the links, such links that they've built androids to attend con?
Yeah.
Wow. Just like to give us the impression that there are a bunch of actual humans who play the game. There are.
It's just an elaborate ruse.
Yeah, wow.
They just hire people. They sell meat on eBay and then use the money to hire people to show up at cons.
Wow.
And pretend that they like the game.
That's fascinating.
Because it's vitally important that we not catch on.
Yeah.
Our anti-botting measures will make it so they can't make money selling meat on eBay anymore.
But are they selling? They must be selling meat to other bots.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
They can't all know that it's happening. Like, right, they must believe that they're the only one.
Right, so KOL is populated entirely by solipsist bots?
No. No, they can't think that other people are also doing it.
A solipsist robot believes that he is the only conscious robot. He doesn't have an opinion about other people.
Does that even work? Because isn't solipsism just like that you are the only thing in the universe?
Yeah. They haven't quite perfected the software.
I see.
Josh Grimmer writes, I ran into Tom Green tonight. He was at a cafe eating ice cream with a sliced banana on top. He got the job, buddy. He got the job. Normally I would scream that, but I can't.
It's funny, because you had a sliced banana with ice cream on top today.
I did. Yeah, I had a Bananas Foster at a restaurant at the end of an alley with no sign.
The alley has a sign.
Yeah, well, this alley has the restaurant doesn't have a sign.
Yeah, but the restaurant was named after the alley.
Okay. There was another restaurant that you get to by going into a phone booth inside a different restaurant and then picking up a phone and asking for a table.
That's so great.
This city rules. And also, there's this other door that doesn't even look like a door that leads to the bathroom. It's like a door that is literally like a foot wide. Huh. It's like there might as well be a sign on it that says no fat people allowed.
I remember Armac when we were in some, that sort of really funky bar in New Orleans was all like, oh yeah, if you want to go to the bathroom, it's just at the bottom of the stairs. And he like was expecting me to get all confused or whatever, but I was just like, oh, it must be behind this bookcase.
Yeah.
I just went in.
Yeah.
So,
You're smarter than the average drunk New Orleanser.
Yeah, that's true. I was not drunk.
Why are you never drunk?
I'm not never drunk. I'm not usually drunk.
Sparkle-in says, the asymmetric podcast are my new morning show.
That's cool.
Sorry for this one.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Follow Time says, I just wanted to get ahead this year and say that this Crimbo sucks and last year's Crimbo was the best ever. Also, troll, troll, troll.
I don't know if we're going to have any trolls this year for Crimbo. Are we?
This Crimbo probably will be the worst ever.
You think so?
Yep. Just every, you know.
It just goes downhill every year.
The first Crimbo, when all we did was put an item in people's inventory,
was the best.
And a single announcement. Yeah, that was the best Crimbo. There was no way to ever top it.
People weren't expecting it, so that was cool.
Warwick Beck says, there's a lot of room in a diving helmet, even an aerated one. Could I wear another hat under it, even if it's reduced to zero power? Well, no, because nobody cares about the power on hats, right? People only care about the enchantments.
So, we care a little bit about the power, but...
Well... No. Somebody at that level of play doesn't care about the power.
It's not like the helmet is aerated in the sense that, like, a lawn is aerated. It's not like it's got a bunch of holes punched in it, because that wouldn't help you at all underwater.
Plus, I mean, you couldn't fit a hat on my lawn. I don't know what your lawn looks like. XStanstick says, who would win in an asymmetric crew battle royale? At this point, I don't know. Normally, I would say Hot Stuff, because he's the one who's in the best shape. And he also would probably fight the dirtiest, but now he's handicapped. So I don't know.
What does a battle royale mean? Just like a free for all?
Riff's a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, but he has the coolest toys.
He has that human femur.
Yeah.
He could probably beat a lot of shit out of a lot of us with a human femur. He actually has three. Human femurs.
Why is he? Well, because he also has two of them.
Yeah.
But maybe he has extras in his legs.
Oh, additional?
Yeah.
Like?
Or maybe extra legs that we just haven't seen.
Oh, right. I've heard his third leg is pretty prodigious. I haven't actually heard that. Rex Maxis says, Jake, if I paid for your ticket, would you fly over to Maryland and have Thanksgiving dinner with my family? No, I came to New York to avoid Thanksgiving.
Because it's not going to happen here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to sit. I'm going to hide under the covers.
Cool.
In this tiny room. And hope that no one throws a turkey at me. Actually, I'm hoping that no one will throw a turkey at me.
If they did, would you rather it be defrosted or frozen?
I'd like a live turkey, I think is what I prefer. Because I don't have a friend to spend Thanksgiving with.
Aw. Would you pardon it?
We should cook a Thanksgiving dinner here in this hotel room.
I don't think a full Thanksgiving dinner would be a good idea.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Besides, where would we get the enough oil to deep fry our turkey? Because that's all we're ever going
to
eat.
There's a lot of restaurants around here. We could just go from place to place, dipping rags into their deep fryers and stuffing rags in our pockets. And then coming back home and wringing the rags out.
Sort of the opposite of, like, Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Where we go out into the yard to spread the rocks. We go to the different restaurants to...
Yeah, to collect the oil. That'd be pretty awful.
Yeah.
You're just filling your pockets with boiling oil all the time?
It doesn't even have to be boiling. It just has to be oil, right? Like, because you can heat it up later.
No, but if we're dipping it out of the deep fat fryers at restaurants, they'll presumably be operative. Otherwise, how would we find them?
With the deep fat fryers?
Yeah. I don't have any ability to perceive deep fat fryers unless they're turned on.
Is that your one weakness?
Yeah, it's one of my many weaknesses.
I see.
Gleebs282 wrote, I think that's just Gleebs.
No.
No?
No.
Is it a different Gleebs?
Oh, wait, are there different Gleebs?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to say Gleebs. Okay. Gleebs wrote, in your future BB game world, make sure they watch out for the Woody Allen Allosaurus. No, you're messing that up. The Woody Allen creature would have to be a creature that began with A-L-L-E. And I don't know that there are any of those in... I also think that the monsters have to exist in a published Dungeons & Dragons monster manual.
Right. had come up with something, but I don't know if it was actually new or original.
The thing that we need to do is look at the Monster Manual and look at the first four letters of everything in the Monster Manual and then think of celebrities with those names rather than trying the other way around.
What the fuck? What was the thing that I came up with? Oh, man, I erased that whole Word document that I had while I was doing research.
For our new pen and paper role playing game.
Yeah.
Hey, it looks like that's all the Twitter messages. Time to go to Radio Bugbear. Nobody can hear us, so nobody can respond.
That's cool.
Yeah. Brute Force Pones You says, it's been asked a few times, but why are foam darts not usable on people in hardcore? Your answer of it nerfs their run is complete bullshit. Does it have an actual effect other than nerfing their runs? It doesn't need an effect other than nerfing their runs, because nerfing their runs is
what?
A powerful effect.
Your answer is bullshit.
Yeah. Screw you, Brute Force Pones You.
Man.
Zeltang says, your podcast and Kanak's podcast need to have a crossover. I fucked around and didn't actually hang out with Kanak while I was in Columbus.
Yeah, that was poor form.
It was. I apologize.
I would have been more on top of that if I had been alive.
Yep. Watertail says, Jake, I was having that same problem with Firefox downloads. Are you changing tabs or windows before the download window pops up? No, you know, it's just some bullshit. Because I think that computer has, like, Firefox 1.0 on it or something.
Jick hates really the internet, and the internet hates Jick. It's bizarre. His computer was, like, disconnecting constantly from the internet earlier today, and his phone is constantly, like, I don't believe in the internet. I'm crying, shutting itself down.
Yeah, my phone does frequently whine about the internet. Jesus is a Girl says, could there be an item, assuming item of the month or rare, that would let you equip two familiars at once? P.S. I don't think you should make the game any easier. But wouldn't it make the game easier if you could equip two familiars at once? One of Hot Stuff's horrible item of the month ideas.
It's awesome.
It's not horrible.
It's great.
It's not horrible. It's just...
It's a lot of work.
It's terrifying. Yeah.
It's gonna be great. We're going to do it someday. It's going to be great.
You know what? I bet Scully answered some of these. Because Stupak 2 had asked a question about the format, and then the entire radio thread this week was about the format.
What is the format?
I don't know. It's some band that either does or does not sound anything like Death Cab for Cutie or the Postal Service, depending on who you ask.
Well, I mean, it's going to sound... If it sounds like one, it's going to sound like the other. Right?
I guess. I don't know.
Because it's the same.
There are also people that argue that those two don't sound anything alike.
Singer.
Alrighty, I have hey guys, been playing a little Lurking Horror. The MIT touches are cute. The brown building, huh? I don't get it.
Because there's the green building,
mm-hmm.
which is not actually green.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a sort of grayish brown.
Why is it called the green building?
It's named after a person.
I see.
All the buildings at MIT have names, like, associated with them, but nobody uses them. They all use the numbers, mm-hmm. except for the green building, which they call the green building. It's building... 56, I think.
I see. And all the courses have numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I hear the Car Talk guys talk about that every once in a while.
Really?
They asked if you took 274.4 or some shit.
270, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I was just making numbers up. It had nothing to do with any real numbers. I think it was a math class that they were talking about.
Oh, 18 is math.
Okay, whatever. Like, did they just make you memorize all that shit? Or else
they
throw you out.
They don't make you memorize it. You just do.
You do because you're a nerd?
No. You, like, if you want to know what classes you're taking...
Who cares?
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah. No, I'm saying who cares what classes they're taking.
Oh.
It never did me any good knowing what classes I was taking. Do you ever have dreams where you didn't actually graduate from college and it's the last day of a class that you haven't been going to?
I have often had to go to a final for a class that I didn't realize I was enrolled in, and that's really nerve-wracking.
That has happened to you in real life?
It hasn't, but I've had dreams that felt very real, like it was supposed to have been real.
I found my freshman year of college, I had to go to a lot of finals for classes that I hadn't actually been going to.
Did you actually go to the finals?
Yeah. Yeah, I took all the finals.
Why?
I don't know, because sometimes I would get, like, a D in the class.
That's interesting.
I mean, yeah. I never missed any tests.
That's weird.
Yeah, like, sometimes would have learned enough from watching.
Like, degree of devotion.
Learned enough from taking the first three tests to, you know. This is kind of like going to class for, like, an hour.
Yeah. That's true.
RDF had written also, question for hot stuff, ever go to the Cambridge Brewing Company?
Yeah.
Isn't that where we go after?
Usually. Yeah, that's where we go after Mystery Hunt every year. It's okay.
That's where KRS-One sings a song about the Mystery Hunt.
KRS-One.
He calls it the Mystery Hunt Rap.
Oh, yeah. I would often get growlers of CBC Brew and take it home and drink it at home. I didn't often go there to hang out.
You get those big towers of beer there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The meter of beer or something?
A meter of beer?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want a large pharma. I want a meter of beer. Casey Wiederman says, wacky draft. All summer the pals and I drafted magic boosters from all over. Boosters from Unhinged are necessary. Yeah, the Krovax did some weird draft where he bought boosters different sets.
I was kind of blown away by how many different expansions and stuff there are.
Yeah. Because there's like three a year.
Yeah.
Right? Nice. And there've theoretically been three a year for like 10 years, and then... Yeah, who fucking knows? I started reading a bunch of Mark Rosewater's columns again. He's a smart dude. Pantsless says, totally agree that Apollo 18 is awesome. I've been listening to it again like crazy. What do you think? Is it better to do it on shuffle so you get little snippets of fingertips? No, I never liked listening to it on shuffle.
That's the only way I ever listened to it. So it's hard for me to imagine some other way.
That's weird.
I got the album, and I was like, designed to be listened to on shuffle. And I was like, okay. So I put it in, and that's how I've always listened to it. I guess, you know, ever since I ripped it and put it on my computer, I've always listened to it straight through. But I don't tend to listen to it very often anymore.
Capitalism gave your dog AIDS, wait, I did, says, any of you ever played The Stars Are Right? It's a Steve Jackson game where you manipulate the stars to summon Cthulhu-style aliens. I was kind of disappointed it didn't have much going on after finding an optimal way to play. I also want to thank you for recommending Pandemic. It's a great game. We never did pick up a copy of Pandemic and play it.
I've played Pandemic. You should have come with me to Christmas in Denver to Chris Floyd's party. You would have had a good time.
Was his nickname Pink? Or Laser? Or Pink
Laser would have been funnier, but he was actually known as Pink, sort of, every now and then.
Pink, sort of, every now and then?
Pink, sort of, every now and then. No one, like, we didn't really have nicknames. And
he was not some sort of artifact called the Pink Sword of Every Now and Then?
No. Now you're just making stuff up.
Yeah. Mega Man Rock says, Slime hates at Chef Staff. Still coming or Pipe Dream? Oh man, we have to implement the rusty pipe in the dream.
That'd be funny.
To make the chef stuff out of. We just need that whole progression, right? We need the
Pandemic is hard, but something we should totally play.
How many people do you need to play it?
I think four. I think you can play it with.
Is there also that submarine, that crazy exploding submarine game?
Yeah, Red October or something, or Red November. I think. I didn't play that one, but I saw some people playing it. It looked kind of crazy. It was like, it was weird because it kind of involved a little bit of, like, time travel, kind of. Because you would, like, perform an action, you could decide how long you were going to perform it, and then you'd move along a little time track, and then, I don't exactly understand what happened. Like, other people would take their turns, and they would also do stuff. But if you went too far ahead on the time track, you could cause all these, like, disasters to happen because you were making stuff go that, you know, like, was supposed to happen every so often or whatever. And you kind of need everybody to go along kind of slowly, but one person can just fuck everybody else.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Parse says, does olfaction have some inherent plus item drops for quest items? It seems every time I use it for a quest item, the monster drops it that very turn. No. No. You're just imagining that. Haggis McHaggis wrote, hi, Jake, Mr. Skullhead. Would it be possible to display the meat and item drop percentage levels that our characters currently are experiencing in the character pane? Now, in as much as we are moving towards a higher and higher level of transparency every time we change anything at all.
I can't imagine us ever doing that.
Yeah, I can't either.
I mean, that's something that I could imagine Mafia attempting to do or something.
ACM says, so bugger feature that the world's tiniest violin doesn't work for the mariachis. Not that I sold my guitar a while back in the game.
I think that's a bug.
I don't know. I think it's too small. I think I would rather hear people complain about it not working.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I have a solution for you, and then you hand them...
Right.
Another world's tiniest violin.
Elfin says, I think the reason the snowman shirts are not selling is that people don't realize that they are there. I saw the update on Twitter, looked at the store, and didn't even realize there are new shirts there. That's entirely possible.
Yeah, I mean, I put them in the where they should go as opposed to at the top or something. I could make them twice as big.
Like, you could only sell them in 6XL and 12XL?
Yeah.
Because we currently only sell them in 3XL and 6XL.
Right.
Let's see. MattG97 says, currently in the sea, a link only appears in the top pane after you've returned the old man's boot. However, there's no reason to ever return his boot after the first time. Could you change it such that the link appears right when you unlock the sea rather than after returning the boot? What we need to do is change that quest.
Everything.
We need to totally change the way that works, which we're going to. We're going to make it so there is never any reason for you not to return the boot. And then so once you return the boot and the old man goes away, then the link will be up there and then it'll be just fine.
Returning the boot will be optimal.
Yeah. Hoopity said, Jick, you ass. I don't care if you like Order of the Stick. I asked if you like Order of the Stick. In case you fuck that up again, you're supposed to say, no, I only like mountains. All right.
Wow. You've got some demanding video listeners.
Somebody also wrote, I picked up Dragon Age last week, and while I enjoyed a lot of the role-playing elements, I can't stand the combat controls, so I booted up Baldur's Gate again. I'm bad at buying games.
Well, you bought it. That you were successful at that, right? I feel like if you're bad at buying stuff, you could get a personal shopper.
The last time I tried to play Dragon Age, it was all glitch-tastic.
Isn't it relatively new?
Yeah. No, I had played a few minutes of it.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised that a game that promises, like cutting edge role playing or whatever, probably isn't really all that different. It's probably just more dialogue trees and standard character classes and whatnot. You know.
As opposed to what?
Something actually sort of cutting edge and new and different.
Oh, I see. So
Dragon Age is kind of more of the same from what I hear.
Right. So there is really no advantage in playing Dragon Age over Baldur's Gate.
Yeah. I mean, basically. Like, it's a different story, but...
The one problem that I have with... The reason that I don't think that I would ever play Baldur's Gate is because the graphics engine is so gross. Planescape Torment looks gross. The engine is just gross. It's
I guess hard. You just mean, like...
It's hard to play. Bad. It looks bad. It's hard to play. It's ugly.
When you say gross, do you mean, like...
I mean, it's, like...
Covered in guts.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of sick. It's, like, foul.
Puke.
Yeah, it's, like, nasty. Blah.
Blah. Like
Planescape Torment, it was worth it to play. But I think a more generic RPG experience, I would not have wanted to deal with. I also don't like games where you have to control, like, 10 dudes. Planescape Torment, I just let my other guys control themselves. And I also never fought anything, really, to speak of.
Right.
So it was a lot easier.
Yeah, controlling a party in some of the early D&D games was a lot of work.
I just find that I never really enjoy games where you're controlling more than one person.
I mean, you're controlling them as if they're one player anyway, you know? It's just different units that you're going to deploy the same every time, you know?
The one case where it didn't bother me was in the Might and Magic games. Like, because in all the early RPGs, you're always controlling a party, right?
Right.
But it's like the party moves as one.
Did you ever play... what was it called? Archon, maybe?
Where it's like a chessboard?
Yeah.
I never did. And then you when there's a capture, it's like arcade-style combat, yeah.
And some of the pieces are really strong and some of them are not, but, you know, you could theoretically have an upset. I really enjoyed that idea.
I think the only time that I ever had it running on a machine, it was on a machine that was too slow to run the actual combat. And so that wasn't fun.
It was a neat idea. I liked the sort of... I don't know why I thought of that. I guess you're controlling a bunch of different units, but not all at the same time.
Yeah.
Which I liked. What about Ancient Art of War? Do you ever play those games?
I played a lot of Ancient Art of War at C.
Okay.
Sorry, my laptop is apparently for such shit that I cannot actually use battery power for 40 minutes, so I'm going to have to plug the...
power cord back.
Plug the power back in.
We could pause and then come back.
No, we need to. The segment should really be one file. I guess you can always like stitch it together or whatever.
No, let's.
No, we'll just deal with the hum.
Hum.
Welcome back, old friend.
That's me humming.
No.
Wow, your battery really won't last that long.
Steel Clover for Life says, "Hum. I want links to the bag and the movable feast that would make them usable even if equipped."
I thought we had convinced CDM to do that.
Mm. And we convinced CDM to do a lot of things.
And he doesn't do them.
He's
for what it's worth, he's, you know, waist deep in implementing the Nemesis quest.
Yeah. Although I would characterize it as balls deep.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, those are near his waist, right?
Goo Goo says, is there a reason the Doppelshifter can turn into Mr. Familiars, but the Comic Chameleon can't get Mr. Store Familiar equipment randomly? I don't remember why we did it that way.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I mean, because as it stands now, the only way that Mr. Store Familiar equipment can enter the game is by somebody who got a Mr. Store Familiar
right.
arena-ing. I mean, maybe that's what we were... Not that there is any rarity on any of those, I feel like.
Right.
I feel like every piece of familiar equipment in the game is probably at auto sell. Is it mall minimum?
Oh. Maybe.
Wow, I cannot breathe. Yar says, why can't you use a depleted Grimmsite grappling hook to cross the Orc Chasm Valley? It lacks the proper concentration of narrativium.
You'd have to have something on the other side to latch onto.
Bob Nixer 1798 says, what does the Underworld Acorn do? Nothing yet.
No, it causes all kinds of people to ask all kinds of questions.
But get ready for a surprise. I watched that clip from Total Recall.
Yeah.
I watched almost everything.
On the internet?
Yeah. Like, I seriously watched, like, everything on the internet when I was just laying here waiting to not be sick.
You're going to have to wait a little bit longer, I think.
I know, man. This fucking sucks. We were supposed to do all this hanging out and then all this work.
And we're kind of none of either.
Miss Train says, I was listening to an old radio show, and you mentioned that you went to a girl named Reagan, who went to school with a girl named Reagan. I did, too. Reagan Penaluna, and she was named after the president. What if there were any girls named Reagan who were not named after the president?
Oh, I thought you were talking about President Penaluna.
Yeah. I went to college with a girl named Jimmy Carter.
Did you go to school with a girl named Ronald Reagan?
No. I told you it was just a girl named Reagan. I went to college with a girl named Jimmy Carter. It was one word.
I see.
It wasn't spelled
anything. Because I could imagine going to school with a girl named Carter.
R-E-B-E-C-C-A. Just a weird...
Yeah,
her parents were hippies.
Yeah.
They were Democrats.
So they did not spell pronounced stuff.
Zub... wait, I bun... Naglanibaz. No. Zubin el Ganubi? Zubin el Ganubi says, when I multi-eat black puddings, if I fight one that isn't the first multi-eaten one, then I don't see the stat gains. Maybe it can be put above the combat or perhaps below. Maybe you could use multi-eat at your own risk and not whine about the output not making any sense.
On really random edge cases.
Allura Dragon says, very amused that trick-or-treating in Primitive Radio Duds yields a seal clubbing club. Sort of sad that there's no adventure text in sad old nopick.gif.
Alas. I think I fixed that.
Yeah, so...
I think.
What happens is, when we don't want an outfit to give candy...
Of any kind.
Yeah, when we just don't want it to have a Halloween encounter at all, we put a 1 in the field that determines what... candy it gives, so that it will give a seal clubbing club. And so it knows, you know what, they don't really want this to give a seal clubbing club, they just want it to not give any candy at all. But in this case, it was space one in that field.
Which I think is what the problem was. That and the fact that the picture field normally has nothing in it, and this one actually had no pick in it.
I don't think that matters.
I'm just basing it off the other radio gear, which, I mean, the other radio gear is set up to not screw this up. And it had no entry in the picture field, and no space before the one.
Right. I think the space before the one is a big... That was some weird parser that Xenophobe whipped up.
Right.
Because it's got a few things we can make it do.
Right. I know. It's just weird that we can generate such weird random behaviors by adding spaces or not.
He says, also, make fruit film multi-usable with the same kind of text Rainbow Gravitation has? I don't know what that means. I don't know what fruit film does, and I don't know what Rainbow Gravitation is.
You don't know what gravitation is.
Yeah. But what does fruit film do?
Yeah, that I don't remember.
It's, you use it and you wad it up into a piece of fruit.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, I see what... So, fruit film is not currently multi-usable, right?
Interesting.
So, I think he's talking about rainbow wads, maybe? No. I remember coding up something weird about rainbow gravitation.
Is it really long?
I think it might do, like, a sequential thing. Like with Yummy Tummy Beans.
Oh, right.
But I don't entirely remember. Maybe somebody will remind us.
But not immediately, because that's the kind of feedback
we
need.
Next month. Also, to complete the question trifecta, even though the first one wasn't technically a question, do ultra-rare encounters supersede combat frequency, or does increasing combat frequency make encountering an ultra-rare dropping monster more likely? Please don't just answer yes. Yes, dumbass, is acceptable. I believe that...
Children of the Future.
Yeah.
I don't think that...
Beaver Bond.
I think I would imagine, not knowing what the code is doing for sure, that it checks to see whether or not you get an ultra rare before it checks to see whether you got a combat or non-combat.
The ultra rare gets checked as a separate thing before anything else, I believe.
I believe that is true.
Jeff says, you should have to use the rigging shampoo twice. That's pretty funny, actually. Mecha says, custom titles give a good flavor to the game. Think you can implement some sort of custom battle cry, like in PvP?
Sure.
KOL Miner's daughter says, chance of a shirt that has Ed pictured on it and the text undying? I don't know that I would ever make a shirt like that.
So many people would like it, but it's so specific.
Yeah, I feel like maybe 20 people would like it.
I don't know, probably like 30.
Okay, maybe you're right. Let's compromise and say 20. So 20 people would buy it. And
that's not a compromise.
Not worth it. Oh, right, I forgot. I don't know what compromise means. Wait, isn't a compromise where I just get what I want?
No.
And you get to go fuck yourself?
No.
Well, then I don't like your new definition of compromise, and I refuse to accept it. I don't think enough people would buy that shirt to make it worth the sort of time and money overhead of getting it printed. We try and go for stuff in shirts, at least since Hot Stuff brought a new direction to the store, try and go for stuff that has some kind of mass appeal. Like, that somebody would see it, and even if they didn't know what KOL was, they would still think it was a cool shirt.
Yeah. Notice that we don't use the shirts as, like, advertising. Well, except for the one shirt that has the URL on it. But everything else just has, you know, a design. Pretty minimalist. They're supposed to be, like, cool shirts.
I feel the same way about the tapes that we sell.
Yeah.
They have to be cool tapes. Because I think it's pretty obvious that I like cool tapes.
Yeah.
That is, like, my favorite Homestar Runner cartoon.
Cool tapes.
Yeah. That dripping yellow madness.
The first one where he draws, God, my brain is just not working. Dragon with the beefy arm.
Trogdor.
Thank you. That one was pretty good. Draw a V. Draw a more different V.
I thought it was an S and a more different S.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
See? I can't even think of the right letter.
Of the Hill People says, "Hey, Jake and Company, is there a time in KOL's lifetime that you would refer to as the Golden Age? You know, kind of like comics?" Yeah, I think, like, the period of time when it was, like, 4 to 6 weeks old was the time when I was probably the happiest.
Wow.
I still had a shitty job.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Hogula says, "So which one of you guys is working for Blizzard now? There's an upcoming boss in World of Warcraft, Bronjom, the Godfather of Souls, named after James Brown, the Godfather of Soul, who drops things like Papa's Brand New Bag and Love's Prisoner."
Huh. That's dumb.
They do shit like that all the time, though.
That's weird, though.
Just Slinky McMahon says, "Martini glasses in the store? We think about that every once in a while, but, like, martini glasses don't really lend themselves to having shit printed on them. You know, like, we would just basically be reselling martini glasses. Which, who cares?"
I need to figure out how to get swizzle sticks made.
Yeah, you do. You know what else you need to do? Is get me some fucking keychains made, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
Why are you so terrible at doing things?
I don't know.
Is it because you're so pasty and you have such a weak constitution?
Yeah.
You're always too sick to get me some fucking keychains?
I went 18 months without getting sick.
I know. You also went 18 months without getting me any fucking keychains. Bring me my Haas and Pfeffer. There were some pictures I was supposed to see. I want to know where those are. T. Coop says, "Forgive my seeming lack of patience, but I was kind of wondering how long I should expect to wait for a custom avatar I submitted on the 1st. Not a date to hold you to or anything. Just want to know if you're behind on requests or if there are a lot of them or something so I don't drive myself mad waiting. Been tending to get them done in, like, the last week of every month. So I wouldn't expect that to, all of this trip might interfere. I wouldn't expect it to be any too late." Severus says, "I listened to your advice since I got through your archive and have started listening to Idle Thumbs. The first couple were not amazing, but I'm glad I stuck with them. They're so good. Thank you for introducing me to them." I thought the first two were great.
I mean,
that might not be true. I don't know. Like, I listened to the most recent, like, three or four
before
when
I came back.
Yeah, and then I went back to the archive, so I was already pretty invested.
I definitely was hooked by the second or third one.
The Osamato Wrist says, "Why do you hate freedom?" The reason that I hate freedom is because it gives flu viruses the freedom to fly into my lungs and cause my lungs to fly out of my body. Brad Yak says, "Why does the Spooky Surprise Egg duplicate my items?" Well, that's its feature.
That's CDM's fault.
I don't know, is that just some weird display bug?
Yeah.
I think it's some weird display bug. Although
I think he might have fixed it. I think he finally figured out what was causing it. There was a typo in a Ajax query.
Only with spooky surprise eggs?
Now, any item that yielded, that created an item after consuming it, would cause the bug, but it was also, he had done something really bizarre where he was, like, looking for a specific item in a list instead of, like actually finding the correct item that it was going to generate and populating it, mm-hmm. or something like that. And so it was just doing some really random behavior.
So, well, that was our little time alarm went off for this segment of the show. So take it away, whoever is playing these on the radio, and we'll be back.
And play lots of long segments of music.
We'll be back tomorrow.
We'll be back in 15
we'll be back in a few minutes. For us will be tomorrow, and for you will also be tomorrow.
But no, it'll be now.
It'll be today.
Yeah, see, this is like time travel.
All right. Bye, kids.
Bye for the next few minutes.
Hey, we're back from our break. It was a short break.
Yeah, full of music.
We were trying to get some voicemails, but my computer's not cooperating.
Is it your computer or the internet?
I don't know.
Or is it your computer?
I hit download.
And the internet.
It could be my computer and the internet. My computer maybe pissed off the internet while I wasn't looking.
You could play them on your iPhone out the speaker and just hold it up to the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Because the quality is still good on them to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that 10-minute break, we got a full night's sleep. We went and worked at a cafe, went and worked at a cigar lounge.
Yeah.
For some reason, the hotel has more dots up on every port, and anything that isn't web doesn't work. So I can't upload any things. I can't SSH into any things to write some stuff. But while I was at the cafe, and while I was at the cigar lounge, I wrote some codes. Started working on the Crimbo event. That's happy business.
Your battery died.
We ate a dumpling. We actually ate like 12 dumplings at Dumpling Man. Available online at dumplingman.com. I have no idea if it's available online at dumplingman.com or not. If you're in the East Village, recommend Dumpling Man.
It's pretty tasty. And inexpensive.
It is. It was inexpensive. It was $3.50 for 6 dumplings and 1 soda.
Or water.
Yeah. Or soda water.
They didn't have any soda water. Well, they did, but I don't think you would have given it to me.
What else did we do? Had we already eaten dinner when we did the first segment of the show?
I don't remember.
I think we had.
Dude, I really don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My memory is just...
I thought you were feeling better today.
I am. I like got back here, and now I'm all tired.
It's just you're healthy, but you're still stupid.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I learned something interesting today. I was reading this science book by this science guy whose name is Malcolm Gladwell, who writes a lot of articles about science. Using rigorous scientific methods.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about how Alka-Seltzer, like in the 50s,
yeah,
an advertising agency from New York was like, you know, I'll bet that if in your commercials you showed people dropping 2 Alka-Seltzers into a glass of water instead of just 1, you'd sell twice as much Alka-Seltzer. And they totally did, and that's why you take 2 Alka-Seltzer now.
Did it used to only sell...
Yeah, apparently they used to sell individual tablets that you would just drop 1 into a glass of water, and that's how you'd take your Alka-Seltzer. But then it became plop, plop, fizz, fizz, instead of just plop, fizz. Yeah, plop, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. It doesn't flow quite as well. It's not as sing-songy.
Did they sell it in rolls?
No,
because that would make more sense.
A jar.
People would use more of it.
Maybe it was just a bottle.
Yeah, like that would make some sense.
Yeah,
but if I actually had to buy 2 instead of 1, that would be weird.
Maybe they sold it in a Rolls, like Grey Poupon. You can only sell it to people who drive a Rolls.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. They sold it in a Panis. Do you think we could open a bakery called the Panisteria?
No.
Or the Panis Derriere.
God, dude.
No, come on. You don't think that reminding people of butts and rolls of fat...
Did you take your plug out?
No, I didn't. So
buzz.
Yeah, but it's not going to... The fucking computer just won't last.
You hate our audience.
I do. I can't help it. It's either show with buzz or no show. Here, I'll unplug it for a while, I guess. There, is that better? I guess that's better. See, you make fun of me every time I say I need a new laptop.
Well, yeah.
Right, because you don't actually believe that I need a new laptop. You think it's totally okay. You think it's totally okay for me to just be toiling along with this horrible, broke-dick-ass,
you could get a new laptop
battery,
that's the which
truth.
Would solve all of the problems
yes,
you've brought
but
up
it would
today.
Only be like 10% of the cost of a new laptop, therefore, obviously, 90% bad, worse, bad, not as good, not as better.
Yeah, you wouldn't get to spend as much money, that's true.
Anyway, so think about that next time you take a couple Alka-Seltzer. Think about how if this were 100 years ago, you weren't alive.
Also, you weren't looking at ads.
I guess it's possible that somebody listening to this could have been alive 100 years ago. I really doubt it, though.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Speaking of fizz, I think I'm going to open this can of beer and hope that it doesn't explode all over me, because that would be embarrassing to have to deal with while I'm entangled in all these cables and stuff.
Embarrassing?
Yes. I would be so ashamed. You don't have any idea how embarrassment works, hot stuff. You obviously need a more refined sense of insecurity and shame.
I do.
And I think I can help you.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, I feel better after that 10-minute break.
Cool.
Yep.
I'm feeling slightly better. I think I probably sound a little bit more like a human being.
Probably a little bit. Fred Levi says, I never implied that the super guide was a bad thing. If they have that, it means they can make the levels actually hard, I hope. So yeah, the super guide apparently on the new Super Mario Brothers game for the Wii. If you're having trouble with a level, it'll just play it for you.
Like, and actually count it?
Mm-hmm, apparently.
Huh.
Or it might just be showing you how to do it.
That's interesting, I guess.
That's, you know, it's one of those things that people are like, people have a lot of opinions about on the internet.
I mean, it's like, a walkthrough or spoilers that's just built into the game. I mean, you're just going to go to the internet and get the information if you want that information anyway, right?
It's weird. The only time I've ever needed spoilers on a platformer was with Braid.
Huh.
And, you know, even after I watched it done, I still didn't really understand it.
Everything seemed pretty consistent.
Yeah, well, not all of us went to Ivy League, Harvard, I Brown, Amherst, T.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. What a mess. Hipster Garbage says, I have to say, thanks for staying up with me all last night. I couldn't have made it through my term paper without old podcast episodes. Jesus Christ. I couldn't have made it through my term paper. Were you writing a term paper about the fucking Great Gatsby? Was it a term paper in English as a fourth language? Oh, man. Why am I being so mean to this dude?
I don't know. The use of have to as a signifier of tense, I can understand how people want that to be a bunch of different stuff, you know? Right? Because, like, it's just...
I think it's a signifier of aspect and not tense.
Could not have done. It's past tense. Could not have.
No, because...
If you take that word out.
No, I could not do, could not have done. Right? So what that...
I could not have...
Do is the operative verb, right?
Made is the operative verb, I guess, in that sentence. I couldn't have made...
I could not have made.
Right.
I could not make it. I could not have made it. The only difference there... The difference there is not tense. The difference there is aspect.
What is aspect?
Aspect is the progressive or the perfect. Right? Like, from the perspective of the verb, is it the past or the present or the future?
From the perspective of the verb?
Yeah, from the point in time that okay. Yesterday,
yeah.
I took a dump. By yesterday afternoon, I had taken three dumps, right? So one of those is yesterday I took a dump. Yesterday I was taking a dump is past progressive. Yesterday I had taken a dump was past perfect. Yesterday I would have taken a dump except is like past, whatever, past future. Past.
I could not.
Future, future, perfect, future.
I could not made.
The future is perfect.
Doesn't.
I could not make. I could not have made. Anyway, this is a stupid argument. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, that it's weird that have is the thing that operates
yeah.
there, right? But still, Anyway, I'm sorry, hipster garbage, to make fun of you. It's just that's one of my pet peeves, that could of or couldn't of or should of. And the fucking great fucking bat fuckings be.
You seem to like the inner fucking injection.
Yeah. Goddamn F. Scott Key. For writing the most complicated sentence in any national anthem I'm aware of. Which is to say, the one national anthem I'm aware of.
I don't really like F. Scott Fitzgerald.
I've never read anything except the first, like, half of The Great Gatsby.
Yeah. I read The Great Gatsby and did not like it. Not one bit.
Maybe you would have liked it more if he could have written it better. Probably made exactly that same joke on a past radio show.
Probably.
You know the good thing about getting old? Is that you just repeat yourself and tell the same stories over and over again and repeat yourself and you get predictable. And so I think you become a source of comfort to people who are listening.
Like Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Luckily,
we should start taking four
twice.
We could start taking four Alka-Seltzers at once.
Yeah, we could.
I gotta stop waking up and immediately taking nighttime cold medicine.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that.
No. You really aren't.
That was weird. I was all like that, and then combined with a bunch of coffee, I was all like in this weird like speedball thing.
And you were just in absolute denial that we had a version of that same medicine.
Yeah, well, it's because I still don't believe that that was a real thing. I think you quickly fashioned a packet of some imaginary medicine and showed it to me just to prove me wrong. Sparkle and wrote into the Twitter, can the trivial updates and or announcements be posted as tweets also? I can see why you might think that they don't automatically get posted as tweets because we haven't had one in so long.
Yeah, what is our problem?
I don't know, man. Did this whole Columbus, like, you know, go out and meet the fans and stuff, you know, like
get
community service and then
terribly sick.
Get a flued. I guess Nightmare got the flu, too.
Yeah, and he also... Everybody in Columbus is going
to
get it.
And he is also says fuck you to Fusilaban.
Yeah.
Who's somehow related.
He didn't go to Columbus.
I guess there was a Juan Nguyen confirmed case at Columbus. Well, for people listening to the show as a show, it's going to be like we just said the same thing that we said 45 minutes ago.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. So, hey, we're fulfilling our old and repeating thing.
Old and predictable. Benny Nitro says, so, Jake, does your girlfriend device work for job interviews, too? Can your current employees do this? All right, so, have to explain this to those of you who are newcomers to the podcast. My advice to Hot Stuff, whenever he was trying to hook up with a girl, and...
inevitably, she
had a boyfriend. She always had a boyfriend, right? Because they always do.
Yeah.
Every girl that you ever want to hook up with has a boyfriend. That's just one of the rules of life. So what you do is you go up to her and you say, oh yeah? Well, can your boyfriend do this? And whip your dick out and just wiggle it in her face. And that is guaranteed to work. It's guaranteed to get...
to elicit a reaction.
Yeah, it will definitely elicit a reaction, and that reaction will be for that girl to leave her boyfriend for you immediately. And I don't see any reason why that wouldn't work in the context of a job interview.
Yeah, except for it should be a slide rule.
I guess it depends on what kind of job you're interviewing for, right?
Yeah.
If it is a job as a creative dick wiggler, or if it's a job at Dick Wiggler Creative, which is a firm we passed by the offices of earlier today. Hey, and I guess that's it for the Twitter questions that came in earlier today. We still got a bunch of Rad IO Bugbear questions. Oh, are we not? We're not doing any sort of a timing. Well, we are. We've gone 13 minutes in this segment. I just have to pay attention to that.
Okay.
Let's see. Wow, I scrolled down really far. So we'd read the thing about Bradyac and the spooky surprise eggs duplicating items.
Sure.
King Stupid writes in about, specifically to ask Scully a question, but he says, are you pretty bummed out about Dollhouse getting canceled? Also, and then some question about Glee, which I don't know anything about. The Overthinking It podcast guys have started doing another podcast that's just about the shows Gossip Girl and Glee. And I'm not really sure how I feel about that.
Glee's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah. Is it good for queers or is it good for everybody?
I don't know.
Like, is it one of those things that's good like, you know, the movie Chicago is good, or is it one of those things that's good like the movie Braveheart is good, where like dudes like it?
Did you, like, have you seen Chicago?
No. Hello, I'm a dude.
Okay.
Have you noticed me having sex with other dudes? Then no, I haven't seen Chicago.
Just I have seen Braveheart. Just because you do it behind my back.
Everybody likes. Oh, God.
Dude. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, see, even gay guys like Braveheart, though. Everybody likes Braveheart. That was before Mel Gibson went nuts. They can take our lives, but they'll never take our Independence Day. Bocal says, when will you be implementing new clan dungeons? Boy, if only it were that easy.
We've got a lot of ideas for new clan dungeons.
A handful of ideas for new clan dungeons.
I would say we have four ideas.
I would say that four is a handful and not a lot.
It's more than twice what we already have.
Okay.
So there.
Let's see. EGADS, it's Urutini, says, 271 can be written as the sum of positive real numbers so as to maximize their product. What are those numbers? Are you just, like, sending in questions from the SAT to us, hoping that you'll be able to listen to the radio show while you're taking the SAT and we'll solve your problems for you? Because those are not the kind of problems
that we solve. Sum of positive real numbers so as to maximize their product?
Alpha Omicron writes, Alpha Omicron pones us. So wait, the sum of real numbers so as to maximize their product.
So you can, there are some number of numbers that add up to 271.
Right.
That, when multiplied together, is optimal.
The largest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's, like, what's the smallest case? You can either do, so let's say, like,
270
three.
And 1.
No, let's say 3, right? Let's say 3.
3 what? 3 numbers?
Yeah. No, the number 3. Let's try and solve this for the number 3.
Yeah.
You can either do 3 plus 0, which clearly 3 times 0 is 0. You can do 1 plus 1 plus 1 and get 1. You can do 1 plus 2 and get 2.
Right.
So that's it, right? The real numbers that sum 3 that have the highest product are 1 and 2.
Positive real numbers.
Positive real numbers.
Real numbers.
Right.
Real.
Okay, so real just means
real.
Non-imaginary and non-irrational, right? Are irrational numbers not real? Are irrational numbers real?
I think they can be real.
Get real. Have you ever looked at an irrational number and said, get real? Have you ever looked at a piece of pie and said, get real?
No.
Do you suppose that anyone has? Do you suppose the same kind of guy that would make that joke about what do you get when you cross a mosquito with a mountain climber? Nothing. You can't cross a vector with a scalar.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I don't actually think that's funny.
That's funny.
Alpha Omicron pones us. He writes, here's a question. How come the sea is no fun at all? I did a Seal Club run just to level up and give it a shot. The sea punishes you for trying. I don't like to bitch about content, but dot, dot, dot. Yeah. I think we tuned it a little too hard.
No, it's fine.
Well, we're going to make it a lot easier. Not a lot easier. We're going to make it... I'm curious. I'm curious how, in the fullness of time, history will judge this as a project. Right? Because, so, like, what we kind of did, if...
It doesn't punish you for trying.
If when all of this is said and done... Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. People think of a fight where they kill a monster and don't get any item drops as a fight where they're being punished. Right, and that's just a weird expectation thing.
Yeah.
That said, KOL was created as a game that just gave you a fuck ton of items because I was like, alright, I want to make a game that's awesome. What's awesome? Ooh, items are awesome. Numbers are awesome. Okay, so watching numbers get bigger is awesome. Finding a lot of items is awesome. And if I want this game to be as awesome as possible, I need to make it a game where you watch numbers get bigger and you get a lot of items. Right, so people get used to that. People get used to that particular brand of awesome that I just grab them by the hair and shove down their throat. And then they go to the sea, and suddenly,
everything's different.
Everything's different. Yeah. However, see, I think the thing is, we think of having a bunch of obstacles placed in front of you
As a challenge.
Alongside a toolbox that contains a lot of tools that you can use to overcome those obstacles. We think of that as fun.
Yeah.
Right? But KOL players don't necessarily feel the same way. Some of them do, to be sure. What I think we may have succeeded in doing, I mean, by the time the sea is finished, right? By the time the sea is content complete, which honestly, it's pretty close. We're in this weird position now where we've got Crimbo coming up, but we've also got two massive content drops that are like teetering on the edge of finished.
Yeah.
Right? There's the rest of the Nemesis stuff, which is just epic. And then there is the underwater stuff. Something that I was thinking about, doing those two things at kind of the same time. This is going to be a little bit of a spoiler while I discuss player motivation stuff.
It would be good
because it will give people multiple reasons to ascend through every class.
Yeah.
Right? So
That is
a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
That is a good thing.
So rolling them out within a couple of weeks or within a month of one another will be awesome. Right? Because it is not just a single content drop, right? It is a new lifestyle drop. Not a new lifestyle drop. Not like, yeah. So, when we're done with the sea, I think that maybe what will have happened is that we will have done a really slow version of what sometimes happens with new content, which is that we put something out there, the first few people to really grok something and figure out how to fully exploit it, make a lot of money in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it becomes common knowledge, once it gets to the point where you can just look at the wiki, oh, here's how to maximize your traversals through this underwater stuff, right? Once it gets easy to just go through and get the stuff that you need, then all of that levels out pretty quickly. And I think that by doing the sea the way that we've done, we've made that first part last like a year, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of lasting like a few hours. And that's interesting, I think. You know?
Yeah. I don't personally have any regrets about the sea, really.
Well, I mean, my only regret is that I have bonitis.
Right.
Really, the regret that I have about it is that, you know, it was not... I don't think that the value of our work can be determined in all cases by the number of people who play with it and enjoy it. But I think that is an axis on which our work can be evaluated. And that is an axis on which I would not describe the sea as a failure, but I would also not describe it as a runaway success. And if Hobopolis... This is weird, right? Hobopolis was meant to be pretty niche. We really did not think that Hobopolis was going to be all that popular.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be way, way more popular. You know, it was something that the very fact of the price tag on it, to me, having to spend a million meat seems way more punitive than having to deal with the punitive elements of the sea. But, like, to a player, it just doesn't. And that's strange. That is not what I expected. I wanted Clan Dungeons to be kind of niche for the especially hardcore-ish people. Not hardcore in the sense of what the word means in KOL's parlance, but hardcore in terms of, like, being hard to their core. I thought that Hobopolis was going to be for the people who were really hardcore, and that the sea was going to just kind of be aftercourse stuff for everybody, right? And, I mean, the whole point of doing it that way was so that we could have rewards that were actually meaningful. Because if we were like, oh, here's a familiar that down here gives, you know, it's like twice a fairy, you know, we just can't do that in the game. But if we create a situation where, oh, your familiar isn't working, well, okay, now your familiar is working against all this other stuff. And check it out. It's powerful. This is a new thing that is the best at what it does that doesn't just blast the power level of everything in the rest of the game upwards. I think for the next bit of content that's self-contained in more or less the same way that the sea is, I've come up with a far, far better way of doing that. By and large, because of what I have learned from the sea stuff. And, yeah, I don't know. You know, it is a fair question, how come the sea is no fun at all, right? And I think that there are some answers to that, and I think, you know, we've also had this conversation a number of times.
It's not that it's no fun at all, it's that there are people who don't find it fun. There are also plenty of people who do find it fun, you know?
Not as many people as I would like.
Okay.
It is, although, you know, in terms of actual, like, turns being played down there, I remember being pleasantly surprised when I actually looked at the stats.
The vast majority of people complained that they hadn't even bothered to go down there and look because it wasn't finished.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I think once it's finished, I mean, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I'm not worried.
It is weird. You know, so much of my, like, day-to-day angst comes from, well, realistically, it comes from just not having any fucking idea what I'm doing, right? It's like, I suddenly have this job that, like, there's nobody that I can ask what I'm supposed to do because I'm the one who has to decide what to do, right? And so, like, I get these, like, kind of day-to-day dissatisfactions going on, and I think, wow, you know what would be really nice is something that we could just work on, like an ad, like a zone at a time, and just, like, work like we used to, you know, like, back when the game was just like, oh, what am I going to do today? Hey, I'll add a zone. Adding zones is fun, and everybody gets happy when you add a zone, but, like, we don't really work that way anymore, and it's like, you know, everything I try and do that is supposed to be just, like, a thing we can work on turns into some mammoth project, right? And I think part of the problem is that's the quality level that people have come to expect out of our content drops is higher, mm-hmm. because it has been higher, right? There's just more going on. Like, you know, I don't know. And honestly, I complain, but doing stuff like the, you know, the June content familiars, it's like super rewarding. It's like really fun, you know? It's hard. It's hard in a way that's like, damn, look what we just did. That was fucking awesome. You know. And it's a level of work and a level of collaboration that I feel like if we had the energy to do that all the time, we would rule the world. But I think that people just don't have the energy to do that all the time. Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, we're back in this point where we've been doing a tremendous amount of work. Like, just a lot of work. We've been doing a lot of work on KOL in the last, like, 2 weeks. Not in the last week. Say in two of the last 3 weeks. Getting fucking sick and doing a lot of traveling, notwithstanding. And yet there's nothing to show for it. Because all of the work has been on these just cyclopean undertakings.
Cyclopean?
Yeah. It means really large.
It doesn't mean single-eyed.
One-eyed. No.
Nope. Really?
Yeah. You need your English to Lovecraft dictionary.
I guess.
Yeah. Cyclopean means really big.
Really?
Yeah. that's why I used it. It's a word. It's fun. It's fun to use words that are bigger than they need to be for things that are bigger than they need to be.
I just feel like other people would use something else.
Other people do not aspire to the levels of wordsmithy that H.P. Lovecraft exhibits. But I do, sir. So yeah. The sea, the plan that we currently have for changing the way the old man quest works is gonna make a big difference, I think, in people's approach to it.
There's a bunch of little changes that I think will ameliorate a lot of people's issues.
Having it finished and having long-term goals down there will also help a great deal. You know, I'm honestly curious. Like, we do this, it's... What are we dropping? Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 zones? One of them is only really nominally a zone. 5 zones, let's say. Five reasonably content-rich new zones in, and completing the Sea Monkey arc, which we have not actually thought about. We've thought about it.
Yes.
We haven't decided where in all of this we're going to put mom.
It's true.
But yeah. The changes to the Old Man quest, I'm pretty satisfied with what I came up with to do there. You know, I kind of feel like maybe in addition to that, we could also make... Sorry, running out of power here. I got to bring the buzz back. Maybe making some of Big Brother's stock a little cheaper.
Yeah, but I feel like that was all part of the plan.
Oh, was that part of the plan? I didn't realize we had actually discussed that before.
Yeah.
Like, specifically the maps, making them a little cheaper.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. So I bet you weren't expecting that long of an answer, Alpha Omicron. In fact, I bet you're not even listening. Axel Nader is cruising for a banning. Knots Landing says, make a Mr. Store category in the mall. What? Just kidding, but seriously. No. We could do that. That could be a thing, right?
I suppose.
Also, what's the deal on the raffle? Is it switching? Any hints or stuff to keep me hoping? No. Corim says, in the hypothetical event that somebody won the lottery and wanted to donate $1 million to KOL, what would you guys do? Well, we would give them, what, 100,000 Mr. A's? Foss says, hey, Jake and Scully, I don't know if you guys have Google Wave. You probably do, but I have some extra invites, so I figured I would offer them to you. Anyway, let me know if you want them. Scully must have actually asked this guy for an invite. Still haven't figured out what Google Wave is for.
I think if you get enough of them, you get Google Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure what to do with that.
Rename it Billy and have it record some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful songs for you. Blastodon says, dude, Dragon Age is the best game ever. Best line in a video game ever? You are called upon to submit yourself to the taint for the greater good. Also, there's a kingdom of loathering. Actually, it's just a town, but still. Says, believe it or not, the present tense of secreted is secrete, not secret. Recently found this out myself. It's pronounced the same way as the bodily function. Ket-she. That's pretty funny, Blastodon.
The present tense of secreted.
Well... Yeah, I don't know.
It's secreted.
If you have secreted something in a hole, is it secreted or is it secreted? He says it's secrete, but pronounced secrete?
No.
He says it's secrete and pronounced secrete.
In the present tense of secreted.
Josh the Sauce says on the Twitter, what's the most embarrassing thing you've made reference to in the game? Riff was very much against the Steve Urkel reference in the new, it's from like 4 years ago.
Skill?
When we gave all the classes skills up to 15.
Why was
it? There was a weird state there for a long time where some of the classes had 12 skills and some of them had 13. Or some of them had 11 and some of them had 12. I don't remember.
Why was he against it? And why is that what you thought of?
I don't know, because he felt like we had done the game a disservice by making reference to Steve Urkel. I am not one of those people who is embarrassed by the media that I consume. Like, I don't really feel like I have any guilty pleasures, because, you know what? I fucking love Phil Collins. And I seriously just don't care who knows. And I've said that over and over again, and it's the truth. I like Phil Collins, and I don't care who knows that I like Phil Collins. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah.
You make
fun of other
people for stuff that you think is ridiculous, though.
Do I?
All the time. Constantly.
For, like, reading Twilight? I guess I make fun of people for reading Twilight.
For liking anything that you don't also like.
What, like the movie Chicago?
For example.
Because they're faggots. But I'm not making fun of them, I'm just saying they're fat. You know, it's just a thing. Like, oh, okay, so you're gay dude. So, the thing is, that's why I'm allowed to do that, right?
Why are you allowed to do what?
Yes, because that's why I'm allowed to make fun of people for liking what they like, because I just lay myself bare, right?
Why does that allow you to do that?
I don't know. I mean, it really is just like a sort of a self-serving conclusion.
It's just a binary. It's just a binary thing.
They're two different things that are true.
Here's everything that I like.
No, it's two things that are true.
I'm not embarrassed about any of it, and anything that I don't like, you're gay for liking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's...
And you know, here's an exhaustive list of what...
Hit the nail on the head there.
Of what you're gay for.
Secrete. To form and give off a secretion.
Yeah.
Secrete, transitive verb. No, they're both transitive verbs, I guess. To deposit or conceal in a hiding place. Oh, weird. To appropriate secretly. Wait, to appropriate. See, what is appropriate? Like, to acquire,
to
right?
Acquire, yeah.
But appropriate implies that you're just, like, using privilege to take it from somebody.
To inappropriate...
is to show it your balls. Appropriate, transitive verb. To take exclusive possession of, to set apart for or assign to a particular purpose or use. To take or make use of without authority or right.
Okay.
Weird. Huh. What does, like, the Senate Appropriations Committee do? They convene?
Don't they apportion things?
Does one of them take minutes?
Two.
I don't know. Wouldn't that be an apportionment committee?
No, they also make appropriations.
Hmm. That's so weird. I guess, yeah, it is not secreted, is not the actual past tense of secret as a verb. Unless, I don't know, can you use secret that way?
What do you mean?
I mean, I know that the word is strong enough for a man. Can secret be a verb? No. Adjective or noun? Huh. That is interesting. I did not know that. It is secrete, to hide something.
I mean, we can do whatever we want.
So I wonder if it's pronounced secret. Don't be a smartass, man.
I'm not being smart.
I know, but you can say that about any linguistic construct, right?
True.
I'm not saying, can we? I'm saying... must we? Shall we, even? I'm getting to the point where I can't really talk. You know, you're right. We should have gotten some voicemails. Because that would have given us a break.
I tried to.
All of
us
speaking.
You don't like things.
Okay. So, looking at the other one, I'm just going to see secreted. It's got inflected forms. Fucking dictionary files, man. I don't want to deal with dictionary files.
Oh, you do.
I know. Yeah, so I guess I can't actually, get a pronunciation of secreted or secreted. No, you know, this actually says that both, for S-E-C-R-E-T-E, meaning to deposit or conceal in a hiding place,
yeah.
Merriam-Webster says that it can either be secrete or secret. So it can still be pronounced secret, but it still has the E at the end.
That's weird.
Weird. PizzaColor55 says, hello guys, I recently got my 1-year anniversary trophy and it looks awesome. By the way, are you going to add autocell to the anniversary gifts anytime soon?
What?
No.
Wow. I like this thing. Now can I get rid of it?
Thank you, Blastodon. That was a fascinating diversion.
Yeah. We like little bits of language that we do not know.
Doomaresto7 says, hey Riff, garlic expression salad dressing is made about 15 minutes away from me in Perrysburg, Ohio. Oh, and I drink it straight out of the bottle as well. It's great stuff. Can't believe Riff buys salad dressing on the internet. Riff's turning into internet, dude.
They sold it in the grocery stores in Columbus.
Did you actually check for it?
I just happened to see it.
I just happened to see it. It's weird.
When we landed in Ohio, one of the flight attendants yelled out, O-H.
Yeah, and everyone else on the plane yelled, I-O!
It was very
I thought I had accidentally gotten on a Catholic plane. Every time there's some call and response that baffles me, I assume I've wandered into some sort of Catholic ceremony.
You think?
Yeah. Cloud Strife says, Chef Staff out of Harry Staff, Staff of the Knob. Oh, weird. ChefUp27 says, I noticed a possible spelling error when finding a watertight seal. Shouldn't it say will fight instead of vowing that you will fight this infernal beast? Oh, man, and I was so proud of that. I was so proud of that monster description.
You will fight?
Yeah, yeah, that one particularly. No, it was the one about the... All right, I'm going to... You recover and ready your weapon, vowing that you will fight this infernal beast with every last 3/8 of a breath in your body. Okay. So, I need to correct that by... God damn, this laptop has a tiny screen. Hot stuff, why won't you let me buy a new laptop? I wouldn't want a bigger one than this, so it wouldn't actually solve that problem.
Doomlout says, you can see who has bought something from you in the past 48 hours. Any way to see who you've bought from? No. Not that I'm aware of. And I don't know that we would make that available.
Yeah. That table's not properly indexed.
Yeah.
Yar says, have you ever coded an Objective-C? And if so, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate it? Is Objective-C the one that you use for the iPhone?
Yep.
I've not done a damn thing in it. I can't imagine that I would hate it that much, though. It's just a programming language. I don't hate any programming languages.
What?
Well, I don't. I love all programming languages equally. The thing is, I am such a, like... I am such a non-skilled programmer that every programming language with a C-like syntax is exactly the same language to me. I don't do anything fancy enough in PHP to make it different than JavaScript to make it... Well, JavaScript is kind of ass. Okay, I hate JavaScript. I love every programming language except JavaScript. And fucking Perl. I hate Perl. And Ruby. Ruby on Rails is all like, hey, make me a game. And then it's like, okay, here's your game. It's literally one line of code. To make Foramores, it was one line of code. No, I'm just kidding. It's weird, though. The way that works is weird. You say, like, make me a database, make me a table. And then it's, all right, here's a joke. An SQL statement walks into a bar, walks up to two tables and says, hey, you guys mind if I join you? Oh, man. I told you the nerd... Whoa.
Someone had written into us talking about Uncle Crimbo being spotted at Walmart. So I happened to see a few more other people of Walmart.
It was somebody with some boobs made out of back fat?
Yeah, giant back fat boobs.
Fineldar says, I accidentally put an expensive item in my store at a price 10 times less than its value. As fast as I could, I put a bunch of nines in so I could put the price right in a calm manner, only to find out that the mall doesn't like that too much or something, so it was set back to the old, far too cheap price. I got it adjusted correctly, but that's a bad way for the mall to function. I suggest any amount too much to default to the mall max. I always thought that's what it did anyway. Huh. I'm actually surprised that that's not how it works.
Maybe you had something besides nines in there.
King Felix says, wasn't there supposed to be an update to the C last week? Yeah, there was. We didn't quite get it finished.
And then we got dead.
We're feeling much better now. Anaconda71 says, something I would like to see implemented in-game is category sorting for sending items to players, i.e. food, booze, miscellaneous. It's hard to sort through a list of 200-plus items to give. Like, fucking 4,000-plus items to give. If you're that dude.
It's true.
There are a lot of interfaces in the game that could use a lot of work.
Yeah. It's, you know, they grew so organically into what they are now that it's hard to go back and retrofit absolutely everything now that you can have 4,000 items. And that's the other thing, is for a new player, having all those categories wouldn't necessarily make any sense.
I feel like by the time, I mean, you could say the same thing about having categories and inventory, right? Like, by the time you finish your first couple days of play, you've got something in every category.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe. Well, maybe not every category. I guess something in the top three category.
King Stupid says, Jake, you better go see Tim Burton's exhibit at the MoMA, and then he links to the current exhibition of Tim Burton's art at the MoMA. We should go see Tim Burton's exhibit at the MoMA. And if you do go see that, you lucky bastards. Captain Kirk says, Jake, as a sysadmin, I've never seen successful data recovery from a crashed disk. They will lead you on, delay you forever, and demand huge bucks. Don't pay them anything. Well, they don't get paid unless I get the data. That's their whole deal. And this, I think, is actually a pretty trivial recovery, because in both cases, what happened was the network drives were mirrored RAID 1s, and one of the drives failed in each of them. So,
in theory, you should be able to get it off by just saying, hey, give me the data.
Yeah. Like, it's just that I don't have a RAID controller that I know how it works. Well, which is, there is no such thing as a RAID controller that I know how it works, but I also don't have one. I don't have a computer with a RAID controller in it. I would have thought, and maybe this is foolish, maybe somebody can tell me why this was foolish, I would have thought that if you just fucking took one of those drives and pulled it out and put it on an IDE controller, that you'd just be able to look at the files on it. Like, why would a RAID controller use a completely different method of getting at data just because it was mirroring? I could see if it was striped, obviously the data on that hard drive wouldn't make any sense to you if you tried, you know, it wouldn't have its own FAT or whatever. But yeah, that's how I feel about that. Hey, we should be done radiando here.
What?
Because we're at the 45.
Is that
the 45,
time,
45:54. Yeah, I think it is. It's like a song and a song and like three songs. We're going to be fine. We're gonna be fine.
I don't know if we're gonna be fine, man.
No, it's gonna be okay. We'll get off of here. I will send this to Scully, and then he will lull you all to sleep with the dulcet tones of his voice if he speaks, and his mashups if he doesn't. Good night, everybody. We'll see you. I don't know if I'm gonna be anywhere that there's reliable Skype, so Scully might be flying solo on Monday again. We'll definitely have another show for you on Thursday, whether it's pre-recorded or live. But it'll probably have to be pre-recorded for the exact same reason.
Maybe we can do it in Brooklyn.
That's true. We could see if Frontal wanted to do another show. He's pretty busy, though. He's balls deep in his new album. It's gonna be crazy. All right. Good night, kids.
Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.